Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, September the 10th, 1853, the Barbadian newspaper published a letter from an outraged reader. Surprisingly, the cause of the outrage expressed in the letter was the holding of prayer meetings in the city of Bridgetown. The correspondent wrote, "I should like to be informed what good can possibly arise from prayer meetings held in various parts of the city and in suburbs by unauthorized people, few of whom I really believe are acquainted with the true meaning of prayer. I allude to that body of dissenters called Wesleyans, who disperse themselves about the town, where they muster one or two dozen of their flock to pray, one of them being appointed as master or mistress of the ceremonies." Undoubtedly, the meetings alluded to were Methodist class meetings. The subdivision of each society into classes was one of the unique features of Methodism. Each class consisted of about 12 members, who met weekly under the leadership of a layperson appointed by the minister. The classes provided fellowship, stability, cohesion, and continuity, especially during the frequent changes of minister that was the custom in the Methodist Church. During the anti-Methodist persecution in Barbados between 1823 and 1826, after the missionary William Shrewsbury was chased out of the island, Anne Gill used her role as a class leader to help hold the society together. She had been prosecuted for holding unlawful prayer meetings because of it. It is interesting to learn that 30 years after those events, some in Barbados were still complaining about the Wesleyans and their supposedly unholy practices. The letter went on to detail what the correspondent considered particularly objectionable about the Methodist prayer meetings, in the process revealing a deep prejudice against the poorer sections of the population of the island. The correspondent wrote, "I would not profane your columns by recapitulating all the language I have heard used by some of these poor, ignorant people who pray. Suffice it to say, it is profane to a fearful extent, and exercises a great influence on the weak and credulous creatures who listen with zeal and interest to all that is said. My knowledge of this is indisputable, as I reside next to a meeting house, and am perfectly disgusted with the language which they call prayer. As a sample, I give you one paragraph which reads thus: that we may all meet in heaven with the holy apostles, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, John Wesley, and all the rest of good men." The correspondent concluded, "It is to be regretted that their zealous ministers do not look more closely into this part of their duty, and put an end to this profane and sinful mode of praying, which is exercising its baneful influence on the ignorant and uneducated portion of our peasantry, and instilling into their minds spurious ideas of religion, which probably may never be eradicated." This angry attack on Methodism, published on this day in 1853, was signed with the pseudonym Zimonia. This was probably a misspelling of the Spanish female Christian name Zimona, meaning listener, an appropriate name for someone who had been eavesdropping on her neighbors.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.